The dialogue of the piece is the sound of this almost invisible artist working in his shop. You can hear the process of thought and experimentation and trial and error. What I'm actually doing a lot of the times feels like almost just a process of working it out, unfold before our very eyes.
It was not the clinking that I had initially intended. It's a little bit more dramatic than that, but I think the sound sample is so fabulous that I couldn't part with it. It's a sword, as a matter of fact. For me, the work really, Payne's work, that is, really reflects on the environment while sort of blurring the boundaries between nature and man at the same time. The form is derived from organic growth, while the stainless steel material is man-made. And so for me, I was interested in creating some analogies with timbre and really sort of going with the theme of interconnectedness. I used a drawing, as a matter of fact, the drawing that was included in the Art in America article by Martin Friedman, and literally mapped it out from right to left. And so each section was an open string. The trajectory of the piece went from the lowest string on the viola to the highest string on the viola. But there were all sorts of branches and twigs that worked along at the same time.
I've been playing viola since I was six. To me, it's an extension of the human voice. It comes so close to creating the natural sound of a human voice. The range of the instrument is very close to what humans can sing at. And the quality of sound is definitely one that is not piercingly centered at a core. In other words, it has a sense of perforation and layers to it. It has rough edges. It's a cantankerous instrument.
Yeah.
It's not an instrument where you're going to get those clean, crisp lines all the time. On the viola, if you use pressure on these, it will give you feedback, it will speak slowly, and it will be mad at you, and it will let everybody know in public that it's mad at you. So it's a lot more of an organic body connection I think you need to have for the viola. It's needed there for violin, but absolutely essential for a viola player.
And I felt like it was really important to write for a solo instrument for this piece. I felt very strongly about it being for the viola, something that is so resonant, but then bringing in fixed media and some of the sounds externally, that was my sort of orchestra, so to speak.